Dave. This is really testing.
Hey, Dave, I had something I needed to have you do.
All right, it seems to be recording now, so.
Okay. So, Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm trying to mute unless I'm talking.
Okay, got you. Is there a way for you to make me an admin or something more than a moderator on the NH Exit Facebook group?
Facebook has locked me out of my account, basically.
Okay. All right, well, I'm fighting off spammers, so I have to have somebody that is an admin make me more than a moderator, because as a moderator, I can only do so much. So I'll have to keep working on that. What did you have, Ridley?
Oh, I don't think I have any news. I can check. I may have written something down, but I don't have anything off the top of my head.
Okay. Some of us are going to be at Monday at 4 before the Inacro Poco movie at the Bitcoin Embassy. Some of us will be there, like maybe me and Mr. Penguin. We're going to do that in Keene Monday. That should be good. And as time goes on, I like the idea of Ian's meeting sometime in the fall, where we talk to legislators and do an fun meeting like that. So when people want to keep talking about that, that's something I want to plan.
Is the Monday meeting Monday tomorrow?
Yes. First
of August?
Yeah.
Okay, August 1st, 2022.
Yeah.
What time is that meeting going to be again?
4.
4 o'clock, okay.
That way it'll be before their movie. I went over and talked to the Mighty Moose people for the first time, so that was good. So we've added Josh. Is your audio working, or are you going to just be listening?
For the most part, I'll listen.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have anything to add at the moment.
Well done.
No, I don't know you. My name is Russell.
Hello.
So what brought you to us, or how much of this kind of stuff have you done before?
I'm not as active as you guys, obviously, but yeah, I've been interested in NH Exit for a long time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And
one point, we lived in Nashua for like 3 years, and now we're in Jaffrey.
Okay.
Oh, right on. You're in the neighborhood. What, are you a free stater or a native?
Originally, I was from Massachusetts. I didn't move up here for the freedom movement per se. I just moved up here because of lower taxation and such.
Nice.
Yeah, Massachusetts is terrible.
It's glad to have you on with us.
Yeah, thanks.
So, to your point about, Russell, the meeting idea, you know, like I said, it wasn't my idea. It's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that does that every year. And, you know, like I said, we should just emulate it because it's a darn good one. You know, we'd have to somehow be able to, you know, reach out to the state reps and invite them. I mean, it's just a matter of picking a time and a place, and then putting it out there that it's going to happen. So
is this the one where it was a dress up thing?
I don't think so. Having never actually attended one of them, I think that it probably wasn't. It wouldn't surprise me if the reps largely came dressed up, just because that's kind of their standard mode of appearance. But that would be a question to ask Matt Santanastasso or somebody who has actually been to one of those events.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that if I'm the one, so if this isn't the dress-up one, if I'm the one organizing this, like on behalf of the New Hampshire Independence PAC, and with help with you, you know, with NHExit.us, I would like to go with a kind of more backwoods hick theme, that we are crazy New Hampshire people who want to secede like we've done before. And they're going to be making fun of us. And so why don't we go with that? you know, because, you know, and some people, we can have other events where we're being respectable and, like, you know, Matt's going to be dressed up in a suit and tie when he talks to people in Concord and stuff like that. But I like
to get out your old straw hat and overalls.
Exactly. That's what I will wear. So, just like, think about how these politicians come up here and pretend they're lumberjacks, right, when they're running for president, because that's the look, right? And we're being considered crazy. You know, we're the Alabama of New England. We're being irresponsible, doing this sort of stuff. So that's what I'm thinking, Ian. Is there any reason that's not a good idea?
I say have fun with it. I mean, you know, the old rule is if you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. I see Alu just popped in, and I think he's been to those meetings before. Alu, Russell's question was, with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, the summit meeting that they have with the state reps to talk about legislation for the upcoming session, was that a formal event in your experience, or was it just kind of wear whatever?
Oh, sure, you can wear whatever you want.
Yeah, okay, that's what I figured.
Okay, so I'm going to just start planning this, and anybody that wants to join me, please do, and we'll start figuring out how long, you know, whether this is like October, November, December.
And I want to have it before the deadline to file legislation, so I would shoot for September, early October, if that gives us enough time, because they gotta have time to you know, get that shit down on paper and put it in.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so I will shoot for, you know, late September, early October, and if anybody wants
for Saturday.
What did you say?
I motion for Saturday.
Okay, that's what I was thinking also.
What's the point of this meeting? What's the objective?
To strategize.
Okay.
Basically, the idea is you get the state reps who support independence in the same room with people who support independence, and they all talk. And, you know, that presumably would move forward with certain ideas or generate new ideas for legislation, and get the, you know, give the reps an excuse to talk to one another when maybe they're just too busy when they're running around the state house, that kind of thing. Another question, Alu, from when you attended, can you estimate roughly the number of attendees that were there?
20 to 30.
Okay, so Area 23 would be big enough for this.
Okay, I was, Ian, I was thinking Area 23. Yeah. I was wondering if we could do it early enough in the day that that would be acceptable to them. Yes, because you're talking, if you're talking 20 or 30 of us. And then I think we also need to have a mole from this group, probably Dave, or maybe somebody else, who spends their time warning the Democrats that a bunch of lunatic secessionists are going to be meeting. Mm-hmm. And just keep feeding them with that. And then
we already have that, because all these things, for better or for worse, end up public, and exactly. The left does have people that do that, look out
for us.
And I am going to try to look like the most backwoods hick, and Alu can attempt to be the biggest cowboy ever from Queens, New York.
Mm-hmm. I think he actually has a cowboy hat.
Yes,
you'd play the perfect part too for that.
Yes, and he needs to have as many guns as necessary for the occasion. Uh-huh. And we will, yes. And okay, so I'll just keep working on this. If you guys want to talk about something else, I just wanted to let you guys know, and Ian, you and I are thinking very similarly on this kind of stuff. I will talk to Area 23.
Okay, so you're able to get in touch with Kirk over there? You have
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know,
I've seen him open early for stuff, so I don't know what time they normally open, but if you told him, hey, we want you to be there an hour before or whatever, he'd
probably... Yeah, and if we're talking 20 or 30 of us, and I think we could make it a good party, mm-hmm. there'd be lots of fun. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, now that being said, my dad is obviously very involved in this stuff, and he's awesome for a strategy. He could not come up on Saturdays, Sabbath, but on a day like a Tuesday or a Wednesday, maybe he could come up for a day, and he would love to come to a meeting. So if like I could do Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, I could do it during the week. So if everyone here happens to be available during the week, then let's consider a different day. If we could all do it, might as well do it on a day my dad could also be there. But
So how about we think about doing this thing, and then Alu, if your dad likes the idea. We could maybe even plan it around when it works for him. Or maybe this is a different thing that happens on a different day. You know what I mean?
We might want to think about when the state reps more specifically. Maybe
what's yeah,
good for
yeah.
them as opposed to us. I mean, I know...
Obviously yeah, let's work around their schedules, yeah.
We may want to focus more around their schedule.
Let's see when Mike Silvio is free. Let's see when Matt and the others are free.
And the idea, you know, I've noticed Matt has really enjoyed handing state reps money openly, promoting this, you know, because he keeps, you know, raising money and handing out to reps. I mean, the idea that us of having a secession party at Area 23 where our PAC is handing out money to these rascals.
Interesting idea, yeah. Right,
because they just—it's just. Oh, that's just got to be infuriating.
We're in your face. We're in your face, and we're proud.
This is what we're trying to do. We're pushing this. This is how it's going to happen. And these are
one more thing.
Steps.
Also, there are obviously 20, 30, 50, 100 reps who are supportive but on the fence about whether to come out publicly. I think we mentioned this last week. Can we organize a thing where, like, at this party or any other time? I don't care when. They all come out at the same time. That way, they're all encouraged by the numbers.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. I'm not as excited about that. I'm thinking of this as a play. I'm particularly thinking of this as a fun thing that we're bringing you guys here and we're having fun with this.
Yeah.
We're not trying to, because we could have this any checks at curious there, not everybody's committed, but some of us there, of course, that's all we're doing. So I like that idea. Idea, Alu, I think should happen sometime, right, where you make announcements and stuff like that.
What if you did it like this Free State Project, right? Like how they got 20,000 signatures before you were supposed to, move? What about a certain number of signatures before you're supposed to come out, sort of, so to speak? It just has to be an informal, like, hey, if we get, once we get to a certain number, you'll come out for those who are not willing to just come out, right? Maybe that'll
help.
That's
an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Maybe one of our groups would be sponsoring that. You know how we're kind of diversified? And one of them could be the one that's trying to reach out to the people that are waiting for a consensus or waiting for enough people.
Yeah, that's an awesome idea. Let's like figure out a number. It could be 30. It could be any other number. And tell every rep, hey, you support it, but you don't know how popular it is, even though 52% support it. But how would you feel if 30 people, 30 reps and or candidates stood shoulder to shoulder with you at a press conference supporting it? Would you support it? Oh, yeah, of course I would. Okay. And then once we all commit, then we all go public and we have 30 reps doing it.
That's a really great idea. Yeah, doing it all at once at like some sort of event specifically for that. Once you have maybe 30 reps on board, that way nobody's like kind of outing themselves. It's because it's just you're just gonna be awash in the media anyway if they're afraid of it.
Is this something the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence can do, Alu,
or
is that something? Okay, so I didn't even hear you say it. Right.
Well, here I have free speech. I can wear various hats.
Oh, okay, so
that,
gotcha.
That was my Liberty Block hat. Now the Liberty Block can do this. We can sponsor this and everything. But FNHI can't support legislative stuff.
Part of the thing I like about doing the New Hampshire Independence PAC is that I don't have to wait to talk to people. We can just be pushing it all the time. But I do like your idea, and then maybe a different group would be sponsoring that. We could also do something like that, Mr. Penguin, for the general public, right? Okay, so you're on the fence about secession. Well, how many people would have to be for secession before you could say you're for secession, right? You're not, you know, pushing for it, but what if you get 100,000 other people that all sign the thing?
Yeah, you know, I think that promoting it, I think that's the other thing we need to do is just promote it. I did get out some more bumper NHA's bumper stickers last week after the last meeting we had. Not a ton, but I don't know, maybe 20 or something. So we need to get more of that stuff out there, I think, too. And I need to remember to bring it to more events because I think more people need those, you know, more just the general public needs to know it's happening. And like right now it's sort of like you might have heard about it, but so many people don't even read the news anymore. It's like, I don't know. I feel like we need more t-shirts out there and more bumper stickers out there and more, I don't know what else, but something like we need more so that reps actually like feel like, oh, there are people out there that support this idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah. It's just eyeballs. Yeah. You're right.
So, Josh, you know, how many bumper stickers do you have on your car?
I have one ANCAP flag.
Well, I've got three NH Exit bumper stickers on my vehicle, so you're going to have to step up your game.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were a thing, so yes.
So, Mr. Penguin, how can he get bumper stickers from you?
Yeah, I just need to give me an address and I'll mail it to you. Anybody who...
Or next time you see me, I have some.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Any of those things will work. I just want to see more people put those bumper stickers out there because ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, until there's like, you know, reps that know that there's people out there who support it, they're probably going to not be as, you know, open to the idea, especially when there's so many other reps who are afraid to support it and like poo-pooing the idea. They're getting inundated with people who are afraid, and thus they poo-poo the ideal, and then other reps are afraid, and it's like, but on the other hand, if there's enough people out there supporting it, then it's not, you know, it's a little bit easier to go against the grain, so to speak, you know, right. In the rep world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like
with you and your, like, are they always with you?
Yeah, and I'm in Jaffrey, so like I could just put a bunch on like different restaurant tables or whatever and just, hey, you know, take them for free, not a problem, you know. And I get a lot of coffee, so I could just give it to some people that take my coffee orders, you know, hey, spread this out. I don't know if you've heard of this.
The flyers or the stickers?
Both.
Yeah, the flyers, obviously the flyers are cheaper, I think, than the stickers, but yeah, I mean, give flyers to everyone. I have tons. And as we're getting low, we'll order some more and give them out to everyone. I've given out tons and tons, probably a few thousand.
Seems like those brochures from the Foundation of New Hampshire Independence are the best thing to pass out.
Yeah, yeah.
Got those. So
I know we mentioned, like, let's do the legislative summit type thing in, like, October, right before the filing. But to be honest, if we're going to do a thing to get an attempt to get at least 30 or 40 reps to come out and support publicly, we should do that, I think, sooner rather than later. And then, you know, we could do that. We can also have people there. Let's also do another thing, like town hall meetings regularly in person. We've done video, but in person is always way better. Let's do in-person stuff, like once every roughly a month in any place. We could all organize it decentralized on our own and just say it's a meeting and come and ask any questions about independence you want and answer it. I don't know about you guys. You're all probably pretty comfortable. I'm pretty comfortable answering questions. At Porkfest, I sat for an hour and just took questions of people who, you know, had concerns about independence or opposed it. I took questions for an hour until people were done and there were no more questions. So I'm totally comfortable answering all the questions. I love a challenge anyway. So if we do that, that'll make people more comfortable because if they say they hate independence or it's stupid, I say, okay, come at me with your best shot. 100%, I'm open. So I think if we do those regularly throughout the state, that also helps to disempower them, I think, their arguments, because I've been asking for a debate for a while, too, and that's good. But yeah, so I think we should have a meeting somewhat soon to get all these reps on board, like before the general election even, and you know, if we get 30 or 40 to do it, like to commit before we come out, I think it'll be super powerful.
Well, yeah, that'll be less. The meeting where Russell apparently wants to meet in person tomorrow. Obviously, it's really short notice, but there's going to be a meeting at 4 o'clock at the Mighty Moose Mart in Keene. I probably can't go, although maybe I could if I just. I'm not allowed to talk to the owners of the Moose Mart under my ridiculous bail restrictions, so I suppose I could just go there and try to avoid them.
I mean, I'm sure they'd be happy to, you know, I don't know, take off early, right, or something? Maybe? I don't know.
I don't think there's any rule against me seeing them. I just am not allowed to talk to them. It's ridiculous.
So we'll just ask them to go in the back, and then you can go into the... you know, the embassy, and then just don't leave the embassy without letting us know so that we can go and tell them to move or something.
I'll put it on my calendar.
I remembered a couple minor pieces of news. I think Matt, am I saying his last name? Saborin. Saborin?
I think so.
Anyway, I think he was a guest on Liz Gabert's show recently in Nashua, that's WSMN, and I was a guest on New Hampshire Today, WGIR, WGPL. I think it's both those stations, and it's networked around New Hampshire, and that was about, it was probably about 6 days ago. I talked about the poll. 42% people of New Hampshireites favoring wanting to have an independence referendum. And the other piece of news is more of a question, actually. Do you guys know what happened with I understand that the federal case against Library came to court in Concord recently, but that's just one of the reasons why we have an independence drive, is because the federal government is trying to put that our YouTube competitor, they're trying to put it out of business, or shake it down for $2 million or whatever. They're based in Manchester.
So, what do you want to know exactly?
I just heard there was a hearing, and I couldn't find any other information on the internet.
That's probably my fault. I haven't. Did we? I think we may have covered it on Free Talk Live. Was that on Friday? We covered it a little bit on Free Talk Live on this Friday here. So if you want to hear a little bit about it, we did cover it a little bit there. But I took notes somewhere. I think. Not really sure where they are, but we haven't really published anything more about it. But basically, yeah. I mean, it was a hearing. It was the first public hearing, on Library, and they were basically. I'm trying to think of the summary of it. There was the facts are basically agreed upon by both sides, so it basically means the judge is going to hear the case if it goes to trial, because basically if it's a civil case and it's an issue of law, only a judge will hear the case. I think it was a commodity versus a security is a big question. And there's something called the Howey test. It doesn't clearly violate the Howey test, I think, is effectively something what they're arguing somewhere along those lines. And so the judge now basically has to decide, you know, whether or not it should go to trial or not. So that's a very quick summary of it.
Yeah, I went to lbry.com, which is their website, but I didn't see any information there about the case or the hearing. I think one of my understanding is the Securities and Exchange Commission is actually divided as to whether they should even be going after Library. I think it's a mixed, like I said, the board voted split, you know, as to whether they should come after them, but a slight majority voted in favor of this attack.
Yeah, basically what they're arguing is if it goes up in value, it's a security, even though commodities can also go up in value. So it's kind of a ridiculous case, because if that's what it hinges on, then everything is a security. And there's no connection between library, the company, and the credits in terms of, you know, value, right? If there was, then it would be a security. But there's a business model behind, or there will be a business model behind library, the company, but it going up in value doesn't have an effect on the tokens that are sold. So, you know, the tokens might go up in value, but it's more connected probably to the crypto market in general than it is connected to, you know, library, the company, going up in value. So anyway, it is what it is. It's probably a little bit off topic, I think, for NH Exit, but I understand the connection a little bit about, you know, this is the reason that, you know, or part of the reason why, you know, NH Exit exists, is because the federal government, you know, is cracking down, or, you know, abusing effectively, you know, us, you know, people in New Hampshire. They're taking advantage of us, and it's sure, they're not each taking advantage of all of us in the same way in terms of like a federal prosecution like this, but certainly this is an example of one way the federal government in Washington, D.C. takes advantage of, you know, people in New Hampshire, you know, besides taxes and, you know, bribing reps and things of that nature in order to get our state reps to do things that are against our interests.
Are there any other kinds of competitors against LBRY? I mean, there are tons of video platforms and all that, but anything that has a crypto kind of backing or kind of model with it, or is it just LBRY?
Not that I'm aware of.
Somewhere. Right.
Okay. That's a good question. So library is just the back end, really. There's something called there's different applications that work on the library. I don't know how to best phrase it. I want to say network, but blockchain, I guess. And Odyssey is one example of that, and Odyssey is more of the competitor to YouTube, which anyway, but there's other applications that we're online to. I'm not familiar with all those applications. And as far as like the back end is concerned, there are like, there's other back end sort of things that are similar to it. I'm trying to think some of those off the top of my head. I'm going blank, even though I know exactly what I'm...
Well, there's Medium, but that's not a video platform per se either. That's just articles, right?
The one thing that I'm thinking of is PeerTube, I think it is. But for all I know, I don't know enough about any of this stuff, so I'm not sure. There's definitely another one, but it's not specifically necessarily video. But then again, I don't know if is library only video on the back end? I don't know. It might
be. No.
Yeah, the media sharing protocol. You can upload PDF, you can upload MP3. I don't think there's any restriction on what you can upload, but I'm not sure about that.
It's okay. That's what I'm curious, because if it's media suggests that it's like audio, video, or maybe PDFs, but I'm just curious, can you actually do any kind of file? Because I don't think the library, the app, will let you do it, and I don't think Odyssey will let you do it, so I'm not entirely sure, but...
That's true. Yeah, I'm just curious, because if they're targeting library, then it would have to be one of a kind, or the first, I guess, is more accurate, probably.
Oh, it's definitely, we need to back up a second about that. So library is definitely a unique case, and this has certainly never gone before the courts before. That's why there's no, so normally the defense or the U.S. District Court judge doesn't make decisions independently. What he does is he looks at case law. And it's because there isn't any case law that matches this specific case that it's going to be a very difficult one for the judge to rule on, because there just isn't anything to go on. The tests that the Supreme Court, I believe it is, has, I think there's a couple of them, but the couple of them that they have to use don't match this set of circumstances, which means it's like, what do? You're supposed to use these tests, but then again, it seems like it works in libraries' favor because they don't fail. I guess it's fail. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, or maybe pass, whatever. But it doesn't. I think because it doesn't match those tests, that means library hasn't, you know, broken any laws or they're not violating it. So I think that's in there. I think that's good. That's in their favor. But the judge actually has to make that decision, I guess, at that point.
Right. All right, did somebody else have something they were going to bring up for today?
Has everyone here signed up to donate like $5 a month to the NHI PAC?
I just wrote them a check. I wrote them a check, but I wasn't going to necessarily do it every month.
Cool, thank you. Yeah, obviously, with our credit card type stuff, they can do monthly donations. And as for FNHI, obviously, the donations are always appreciated a lot. And if you go to smile.amazon.com, it's the same thing as Amazon. That's Amazon's Smile program, which will donate a small portion of every purchase you make to any nonprofit. And being that the FNHI is a nonprofit, we benefit from that. So one of our most substantial and significant donation types is from Amazon, and they pay it out quarterly. So every quarter or every few months, we'll get a check for, you know, a few dollars, $30-$40 here and there. So that helps. But if everyone shops on Amazon Smile, which I do, and it goes to FHI, that they can raise money without anyone having to spend money on us.
Yeah, I started doing that 2 weeks ago, Alan.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a couple years with aiming it at the Free State Project, but this might be even more efficient than that.
Yeah, I think the Free State Project is fine. The word's getting out. People are going to be spreading the word just person to person on that one, and I think they probably don't need the $10 or whatever. But I thought Foundation's been doing good work, but for how new the pack is, I was really impressed with what Matt has accomplished in just the first couple months, you know, pretty much solo. So I thought, you know, $10 a month seems like it was worth doing. So I signed up for that last weekend. Yeah.
So the next time Matt's on, he'll be able to tell you the latest numbers, you know, how he likes to keep up the numbers up until like the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing, I see the donations come in, but I don't keep the books. So I don't know, but I see them coming in. So that's cool.
I'm waiting for them to, I don't know when I know you said they're going to start taking Bitcoin or crypto or something here soon. I'm waiting for that. I'm going to donate.
But he's still working on that, so that'll happen sometime.
Yeah, as soon as he gets that up, I'm gonna make a nice sizable donation. I don't know if I'm gonna do the monthly thing. That requires, you know, dirty fiat, and I'm not a big fan of that. But I will make a donation. IPFS might be the biggest competitor, I think, that comes closest to library. But I don't know if the technical details are I don't know how it compares technical, like under the hood, really. But it's a decentralized file system, similar in some way to a library, and that it's decentralized. So
yeah, that's true. I think there's a page on the library website that actually talks about what the differences are, but it's been so long since I've looked at it, I can't recollect what those might be. I know IPFS can actually do web hosting, and library doesn't do that. But
yeah, I've used both IPFS and library a little bit. They're different. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, even on the front end kind of thing, they're different. IPFS seemed easier to me to use if you're like, especially if you're trying to embed video into a web page. But I mean, I don't know that it's difficult to embed library videos in the web page. I think you've used Library Ian on FreeKeen, and I think I've used IPFS mostly on FreeKeen, and that's mostly just because you can't get the tokens, at least for a while, weren't readily available because nobody would sell them to you because, you know, once the feds came down on library at a certain point, nobody would touch library tokens, so it made them harder to get.
All right. Anything else that we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, I guess if no one else has any requests, you guys can all help Independence a lot and help me a lot by going to Amazon and checking out all my books and especially reviewing them. I know Josh got a bunch of my books. I appreciate that. All the reviews make it seem more and more people see it and more people see books about secession. And there are a bunch of books about secession, which is good. But the more reviews, the more visible they are on Amazon and millions of people see them. So I always appreciate the reviews. Thank you.
Yeah, I picked up.
Yeah, Alu, I did
one of your books.
Thank you.
I did go to Amazon to try to do that, but they wanted me to jump through a bunch of hoops. It looked like to review your book, so I haven't gotten around to doing it.
Yeah, that's all right. Thank you.
I love the cover of the one book and the title of it. I'm going blank at the moment right now what it was, but it was. Great. It was a great title and a great looking book.
Yeah. Thank you. I actually designed all the covers, Leon, so that's okay. Great to hear. Corona Fascism or Presumed Guilty?
Yeah, it was Presumed Guilty, that one. I love awesome. The title of it. I just love the whole... I mean, I haven't got to read it, but I just love the cover and the... Yeah.
Thank you so much. Wait till you read it. It might make you hate the government.
Yeah. I think you've already got me sold on that one without me reading it even.
Yeah, it's really going to piss you off. Like, you're going to get really angry.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid to read it, actually, because I already get angry enough. I don't want to be one of those guys who starts shooting up, other people because of how angry I'm getting, because it's the absolute madness of government, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why you got Ian there to always calm you down and make you super peaceful.
I'm very peaceful. It's just that, like... I mean, dude, I'm sure you wrote the book, right? I'm sure whatever it is that you put in it is super, it should make people super angry.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, I got furious. Like, I would take breaks while writing it and yell at vent at my wife about how effed up stuff is.
Yeah.
If you guys have any op-eds and stuff, too. Yeah?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
If you guys have any op-eds about, Liberty Independence stuff, I'm always willing to publish pretty much anything on Liberty Block, so any various different types of angles on independence, you can write op-eds for Liberty Block.
I'll just mention as well, I'm gonna try to restart my show. I did a long time ago, I've mentioned it here and there, but it's called The Currency of Anarchy. I'm gonna restart it at some point, probably in a couple weeks, and I'll have Alu as my first guest. And if you want to bring Kate on too, Alu, that would be fine.
Awesome.
So, but yeah, that's the thing. I think we need to spread the idea of liberty a lot more than we are, period. It doesn't matter what kind of liberty you're talking about. Just all of it needs to be, because all you hear about is fear and fear and fear, and obviously that's going to bring you much more toward the state, and probably the state of being that we have right now, as opposed to, changing things up. So because of that fear, you know what I'm saying? So I think, we just got to spread the idea all around, a lot more, a lot better than we are, And obviously, I'm kind of kicking my own butt right now because of that, but. Yeah. Suffice it to say that I'm going to have you on, and I'll try to get a a bunch of you guys on, you know, here and there, you know, just, you know, talking about different aspects that you're interested in, whatever it is.
Yeah, we can always use more letters to the editor and things like that. I always cover them on. I have a show I do called Freedom Decrypted. It's not really targeted at New Hampshire, but it may bring more people to New Hampshire, so that could be good, more long term. But but I always cover that stuff. You know, any NH exit stuff I always cover. If you've got a show of any kind covering NH exit, you know, stuff is always good. But we also need to have NH exit stuff out there. You know, like letters to the editors in order to cover it if you're going to cover it. You know, so. And there's a lot of people, you know, the opposition is writing a lot of letters to the editor. I don't think we've been able to compete, you know, with the opposition, unfortunately. I think I wrote one or two letters myself. I think there's been a couple others that have too, but more of those would probably not be a bad idea.
Did you ever hear back from Granite Grok regarding that article targeting the conservatives, the Republicans that you wrote recently?
Who's that?
The article that you wrote about, hey, you're already in support of our independence. You said you were going to run that by Granite Grok. I'm wondering if they ever got back to you or if they just blew you off.
Oh, well, I was just looking at Granite Grok. You know what was so weird? This morning, I happened to see something on Granite Grok. I was searching something, and I saw that there was an article saying, with the same title as mine, saying, admit it, you're already, or let's be honest, you're already a pro-secession.
Oh, they picked it up on
the phone? Yeah, I was wondering, I'm like, hey, they kind of took it from me. It's like, I don't really mind that much, but whatever. But you're right, I did email them, because a few weeks ago you mentioned it, and I think I emailed them saying they can put it up. So I guess I did tell them to put it up, and they did, yeah.
All right, great news. Good, good. Hey, are you going to the Resolve Initiative debates on Friday?
It's on Friday. I work Fridays.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't keep your schedule in
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, it sucks. I just saw that. Like, it freaking sucks. I wish I could be there.
If you got a link to that thing that was published, could you post it?
What, my article?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's already posted it multiple times. He's done it on Liberty Block, but the question was, did Granite Grok pick it up? And the reason
I would have covered it then.
But Granite Grok is the biggest blog in New Hampshire.
Right.
Yeah, it's the biggest site overall as far as total traffic, yep.
All right, well, I'll be out there at that event, and it's supposed to be like a debate for Republican primary candidates. I don't think there's going to be a debate for me because I don't think my opponent will be showing up. At least they haven't informed me of that, but I do intend to be there and representing secession, so hopefully we'll have some conversations with people.
Ian, can you please make sure that the debates all ask questions about independence, like will they support independence or putting on the ballot?
Yeah, I presume they'll take audience questions, in which case they'll do that.
Hey, if you guys are going to that, somebody should get some NH exit bumper stickers, whoever is going to that.
Excellent idea. Ian?
Yeah, man. Yeah, load me up.
I think Ian already has some, but maybe we should give him some more.
Yeah, I think I got like 10 or less, maybe about 10.
Yeah, I don't know how big that event is, but we can get you some more.
And Ian, do you have enough FNHI flyers?
Do I have those? Yeah, of course.
Okay, good, okay, good.
One of those. Given how popular Therese has been and how good she is at getting people to come out to things, I'm gonna guess there's probably gonna be a couple hundred people there, but that's just a shot in the dark.
Josh, was that you saying you are going to start a new show?
Yeah.
Is there a way I can get in touch with you?
Of course. Yep. Let me put in the chat. Actually, you have my Telegram, Dave.
Okay.
Be able to read the chat.
Yeah.
Will I be able to tell which Josh is you?
Josh Davis.
Okay.
But yeah, here's my phone number. I put it in the chat.
He's on a phone call. He won't be able
to read that. Okay. All right.
I will try to contact you by Telegram, but I'd like to publicize your show and thank you for starting one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just getting back into old habits.
Dave, why don't you put out your email address to him, and then he can reach out to you that way. That'd probably be the
easiest way. Say that again?
I was suggesting that Dave should give you his email address and he can't read the chat, and then you could just shoot him.
It's RidleyReport@live.com, RidleyReport@live.com.
Sure. Okay, Dave, I sent you an email with the info that he's posted. Yeah, because that'll be a good show to talk NHXit issues, right? That'll be one of the things coming up.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, for sure. My focus is just general ideas on anarchy and currency, as in gold, silver, Bitcoin, whatever. Those are what I used to focus on. We'll see how this thing morphs over time. But yeah, definitely exiting as well. Secession, just generally speaking, you know, just informational education.
I'm going to double off, guys. Thanks a ton. I'll see you guys soon.
Thank you.
All right. See you later, Alu.
And Russell, you telegrammed me last week saying you wanted to talk about Christian anarchism.
Yeah, so we definitely need to do that in person or other ways.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of us, so that'll be good. With your, are you going to do anything at Porkfest around the show or things about currency?
I've only been to Porkfest once, and I'm not sure we'll be really able to. We have two kids, and these kids are rambunctious. Of course, all kids are, and they should be free, but I don't know. We just find it difficult for us.
Isn't that all of the reason to go to Porkfest?
I know. I understand.
Okay, well, I'm just checking because I'm thinking I might do something related to currency and silver this Porkfest. Baron has some ideas about that too. So, okay, I was just wondering. Okay,
good. Yeah.
Yeah, but not everybody goes to that, so that's okay. What else have we not covered? We're coming up on the time when Ian and I start getting itchy that our meetings lasted long enough. And we've already lost one cowboy so far.
You know, it's funny how the longer we stay on, the more we find to talk about. But it's like, yeah, it's like I feel like these meetings are like, oh, 20-minute meetings like they should be. And then it's like, oh, and then there's more stuff. And there's more stuff. Oh, yeah, that's actually pretty good to talk about, too. And it just never ends.
Well, it's kind of, in some ways, we're trying to be focused on NHXit, but then it touches on all these other things, so or solves so many things. So
yeah. That's why I try and keep things short when I go off topic.
Yeah, it's so many things that are related. So, okay. I'm ready to sign off. I'm going to stop recording. If you guys want to keep talking after that, that would be fine. But I'm going to stop my recording and post it to places.
Cool. All right, I'm going to hit the
my day. Okay, I'm signing off a few minutes after Alu. I always have to be longer than Alu. So, okay. Talk to you guys later.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Recording has stopped.